Hey guys, I am now back for another episode of Lemni Talks, where we talk about life, but self-love and self-work and anything that might help you become unstuck to wherever you are in your life right now. So, pangunahan ko na kayo guys, I just had my nose ring removed. So, that's this one. So, today we're gonna talk about LGBTQ with my very, very good friend who's here. So, wait lang, I'll invite him over. It's been a while since the last time that we talked, so I'm so excited sa mga updates niya sa buhay. Oh my God! So, while we're waiting, I hope, drop your questions for Aaron, and yes, yeah! Yes!
Hi!
Oh my God!
Long time
it's been
no
a
here.
Long,
how are you?
Long time. Sobrang, well, sobrang daming ganap, besh! I just had my nose ring removed kanina, so parang it's still healing. So,
grabe, yun, ilang months pa yung mag-heal?
Hindi ko alam. Hopefully, madali lang. Anyway, how are you?
Pero sobrang aesthetic yan, though.
How are you? How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm focusing more on, you know, myself, my healing. Kasi there have recent months have been turbulence. Not turbulence! Pero... ayun, kung aeroplano man ako, parang magka-crash na sana ako, pero buti na lang, you know, naligtas sarili.
Oh, wow. Lalim nun.
Kaya, yeah. Kaya just focusing on healing nun talaga.
Oh, that's so nice. I know naman you're very capable. From the last time we talked, I remember that you were still walking on your house. Maputol-putol
oh, yeah. Yung ano. Yeah. Sorry. Oh, ngayon, yeah. Okay na. Okay na. Perfect na signal.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. How are you? How are you since then? What's sino si Aaron now compared to that person?
Well, ano? Well, how many? When was the last time we, you know, did a with did an IG
3 months? Like, no, more than 4 months, 5. Yeah.
Well, I've been doing lots of projects on talaga. Kasi parang medyo lumalaki na yung ano ko sa TikTok. So. Biglang may mga lumalapit na brand. So, oh my God, we want you to try our product. We want you to do this, etch, etch, and whatnot. I'm like, sige, go lang. So, yeah. At least another source of income in this pandemic. Kaya,
right.
You know, making, ano to? Making lemonade out of lemon, si Kama.
Yeah. And then maybe, no, yung the more you show up, the more opportunities arise
absolutely,
talaga.
Absolutely,
diba?
Super.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it depends on the number of videos you post talaga eh.
Yeah, I saw your video one time on TikTok. Parang it was like keep on posting, diba? Kasi the more you show up, the more opportunity yeah. shows up as well.
Absolutely, hey. Absolutely.
Yun nga, nagulat ako. Meron din nag-message for the first time, influencer ka, besh. May nag-message. Sorry, can you post this? So sabi ko, magkano yung rate? Ay, may ganun.
May ganun. Ano rate mo? Oo. That's what, when I started out, I had to ask my other, my totoong influencer friends. Sorry. Ano yung, magkano ba dapat ako nag-charge? Kaya, you know, depende daw talaga.
No? Pero anyway, I'm so proud of you. You've come a long way. Oh my God. Sobrang enjoy. I always watch your TikTok. Parang always. Parang, I also, tingnan muna. Katawa talaga doon yung,
thank you.
May time na yung binaril yung, magmalang di pag nandiyan si Crush. Talaga. Okay. So, alam ko, marami pa tayong chikahan. Anyway, let's go
of
back
course.
To the topic. Our topic is about LGBTQ. Kasi, I have one person who messaged me, can you talk about LGBTQ? And I said like, I know the right person to ask about this. So,
I support the LGBT community, you know. Support lang, sure.
Yeah, ikaw, what was your story and how did you know na yung ngayon na Barbie pala?
Barbie pala? oh my God. So actually I knew ever since childhood pa talaga never siya naging am I this? It was always na I'm this, you know. So actually kahit yung family ko sobrang alam na nila kasi nung lumabas Ariel, biglang alam naman tong batang bayat na to, biglang yung tuwalya, ginamit as a wig. Tapos yung, tawag dito, yung pillowcase, ginamit as a mermaid tail. So, alam mo na talaga. Yeah. Never talaga naging
oh my gosh.
Questionable. Yung ano na talaga.
So, did you,
yes, what are you
go ahead.
So,
were you playing?
Yung, Okay, ah, ikaw na.
Naglalaro ka ba ng mga ano, dinosaur, ganun?
Way dinosaur? Back? Hindi, mas naglalaro ako ng mga, hindi, mga toys, ano yun? Mga, tawag dito Toy Story. Tapos parati ko, tapos instead na Buzz Lightyear, sinatanong ko sa mom ko, pwede si Jessie, yung girl na cowgirl. Yung cowgirl. Kasi never talaga nila ako binigyan ng Barbie nung bata ako.
So, pili-pili na lang. Oh my God. Uh-oh. So, that, alam na ng parents mo. So, how did you alam take it? Talaga. Parang how did you know? Ano yung naging journey mo?
Wala, parang, so childhood pa lang, I knew that I was different from other boys. Like, kasi all boys school ako, di ba? From Ateneo talaga ako. So, kahit nung childhood pa lang, ng grade school to high school, alam ko na talaga that my interests were different. Na sila, trip nila mag-basketball, yeah, soccer. Ako, trip ko mag, you know, playing dress up and stuff. Tsaka not just like, just like the quintessential feminine type of thing. So parang more on the feminine characteristics of like, you know, being more artsy, being more inclined to, dun, being the cheerleader. So mas ganun talaga, mas inclined talaga to more feminine aspects rather than yung masculine, parang mga roughhousing, ganun. Eh, but there was still a process of me coming out. Kasi, like, even though I acted the way I acted, even though it was clear, parang there was still a process na parang I need to be the one to tell everyone that I'm this type of person. Hindi parang i-assume mo ka agad, diba? So, that happened.
Yeah. Like,
so, I officially came out nung fourth year high school. And it was supposed to be dramatic, pero biglang tumawa na lang mga ate ko kasi they knew since childhood talaga. Never talaga naging questionable.
Oh my God, I can imagine. Feeling ko ikaw yung yung bundle of joy na legit na puro saya lang yung binibigay mo. So, are you always that happy person?
Sana. Okay,
so what are the struggles, the challenges that, you know, in not only in the family, I know naman accepting yung family mo, but in terms of society, like, what did you have struggles in expressing yourself, ganun?
Actually, it was in my stay in a Catholic all-boys school talaga. That was because of the upbringing of those little boys na because of an outdated system, because of an outdated belief system, na nagkakaroon ng kahit built ng siyempre, yun yung tinuturo din sa kanila unconsciously. So, siyempre, there was bullying, especially kapag bata ka, nabading, bayot, parang there was a point in time that my nickname was Gayron as a means of, you know, being of discriminating against me. And it was hard at first kasi before I am the way I am right now, I was very insecure, very not confident with myself. Diba? So, diba, we're all about empowerment. That was a point in time na I felt like I was such a loser when in fact, hindi talaga. I had so much more to offer rather than just my sexuality, diba? Or my expression. So, what really happened was that grade school to high school was the transformative period of me being bullied. Kasi not only was I the gay kid, I was also the fat kid, I was also the loner kid, I was also the kid with lots of acne, so pile on top of each other, diba?
Oh, kaya,
it was really transformative because I decided myself that I was gonna change, not for them, but for myself, to improve myself, to improve myself every day. I started working out, I started, you know, improving myself bit by bit. And that's when it only started in college, actually, that when I was finally free from the very outdated belief system that was a Catholic all-boys school. Kaya, it was only then, after high school that I started to express my femininity even more. Hindi ko na masyadong napapakita sa Instagram ko, pero there was a point in time na sobrang hyper-feminine ako na parang vice ganda level. not just vice ganda level, pero kamukha rin ni vice ganda na pure blonde, makeup every day.
Oh my gosh! Dumaan ka din pala talaga ng ganun.
Absolutely. And I think every gay kid should experience that, honestly. Because it was so, well, to me, it was very liberating. In the sense that after 12 plus years of being in an environment of where people tell you that being you is not okay, you should tone it down. Tapos parang, kasi I consider myself a rebellious kid then nung late part of high school to college. So biglang I wanted to, it was unconscious na parang, I'm gonna do whatever I want. And then when I started, you know, doing the magarang feminine stuff, that's when my personality shone through and basically everyone looked at me. So I really believe that, you know, you need to explore all, and that's my lesson, that's part of my lessons then. You need to explore all facets of yourself, from your masculine energy to your feminine energy. And I don't, like, tinago ko sa Instagram ko kasi medyo chaka pa nun. Pero, like, the energy was there. I felt so liberated. I felt like I was truly myself. You know, I didn't regret the chaka moment sa parang frizzy blonde hair, na parang ugly eyeliner na ano, kasi hindi naman din ako expert sa makeup nun. Pero it was in those moments din na I felt truly comfortable with myself, diba? So, kasi what you have to know about me is that it's also known in my content, pero I move through from masculine to extremely feminine to masculine to feminine, because that was also a point that was also like part of my life journey. So being repressed back in grade school to high school, I had to tone it down, and then early college I was suddenly feminine. There biglang there was a point in time I had my own condo na. So I had my own condo na, so syempre pero it was at that point in time na, you know, being quote-unquote an adult, experiencing adult things, going out to clubs, meeting people, meeting boys. And it was that point in time na parang, kasi dito sa Pilipinas, girl, you have to be honest, na ano talaga. Being feminine as a gay person is basically looked down upon, still looked down upon. Like, meron pa rin tayong mga icons sa celebrated na Vice Ganda, Aura Briguela, Bretman Rock na expressing femininity, but it's just a little bit, they're just a little bit part, a little part of the entire scope, which is the Philippines, diba? Hi, Aaron Lim, Betin Boracay's pub girl. Yes! So, party din ako ng college. Hi, Gaya! Yes.
It's Gaya. Hi, Gay.
So, yun.
Yeah.
So,
I love,
Go on. Missing you in class. Oh yeah, UP ma'am. Hi. Pero what was
I love what you said, Noel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love what you said when you are really embracing yung pinaka embracing you. Kasi ako as a single mother. Hi, Gay. So happy you're here. As a single mother, there's a stigma. I think we're kind of the same, like LGBTQ and stigma, you know. Yung alam mo yun, yung parang they have something to say about you. But when you start to embrace na, oh, so what? Parang, yeah, this is me. Parang they cannot say anything about it na kasi you've already embraced. But when you reject it, parang it gets more, parang mas mahirap siya. So I really agree with everything you said. With, you know, embracing who you are. And yeah. You were saying kanina, go ahead.
Oh, so, yun nga, accepting who you are. But it didn't really happen kaagad to me. Kasi early college, I was very feminine. Pero biglang when I started having my own condo, when I started going out clubbing, parang, yun nga, as I was saying, but being feminine was looked down upon. But even in the gay, here's the thing, you have to know, in the Filipino gay community as well, there's still toxic masculinity mindset. There's also, basically parang, it's basically worse than like how what straight people do na parang, being masculine is basically like your sexual preference na you cut, like, hindi nila trip mga feminine, parang being feminine is disgusting. And there's actually a point, because at that point in time as well, I downloaded dating apps, Tinder, Bumble, G-App, and I experienced so much hate from my people like me, from gay people as well, because I was still expressing myself in a feminine manner. I was still blonde, makeup. Tapos there was a point in time, there were a couple of guys na sabi, sobrang kadiri ako. Gay guys, ha? Na sobrang kadiri ako, na magpakamatay na lang ako, na wala akong kwenta, na mukha akong daga. Kaya, there's still, like, to me, I highly believe that there's still a form of toxic masculinity, especially in the Filipino gay community. Kaya, that's also what I'm trying to battle din, di ba? Na yung pagka-masculine ko, anong problema mo sa Barbie? It's basically me challenging you na parang, anong problema mo sa pagiging feminine, ha? May away ba? Awayan kita dyan, di ba? And
right,
it was hard yeah. for me as a mm-hmm. as a person who just recently expressed his femininity. Tapos biglang ngayon parang the people who I want to quote unquote impress because you know seeking validation pa, still not confident with oneself. They didn't want me in this type of form. So I started acting hyper masculine naman. Like pabigote ako, I went to the gym. I literally became one of the tough fuck boys. Literally ganun ako. So basically transition na talaga. Eh, so and that's when boys started looking at me in like in a different light. That's when they started like seeing me as attractive, seeing me as like, you know, sexual. Like unlike before na parang as a character, 'di ba? Kasi 'di ba nga sabi ka, like sa mga Pilipino kapag fem gay ka, parang parlorista ka na lang or entertainer or hairstylist or makeup artist. Parang putang, sorry. Bawal magmura, bawal. Sorry, napaka hyper aggressive eh. Pero that was really something that was also part of my transformative years that I became hyper masculine because I realized as well that I also enjoyed being masculine. Not at first it was in order to seek validation from other people, but in time it became comfortable to me. Like from being hyper feminine to hyper masculine, I found out through that process that I'm fine and I'm free to be able to express my femininity and masculinity. And that's something our country is severely lacking in all honesty.
Ah, yes. Yes, diba? Yes. I agree very much with everything that you said. Sobrang parang oo naman. And I really mm-hmm. admire you for using TikTok as a platform to express. Kasi, yun nga, if you know Marian Williamson, yung as you shine, you allow others to shine as well. So parang, mm-hmm. I really admire you for coming out kasi not everybody really does that. And you did yeah. it. You also inspired others as well. So I hope everybody here as well, you know, take Aaron as an inspiration. You know, embrace your flaws. Don't keep on running away from it. And, diba, it's not afraid. It's not even afraid to like put it out there. Just be true. Kasi the more true you are and the more you embrace yourself, the more you enjoy life. And at the same time, mas madami yung opportunity. And then you're free. You're liberated, diba? Diba? Masaya.
Kasi mahahalata talaga kung fabricated yung image mo.
Yes. Absolutely.
Kasi parang yeah. when I started out as a content creator, I was like, ano dapat yung magiging personality ko? Pero I just realized, kasi there are some people na parang hyper, sobrang curated, sobrang aesthetic, even though that's not their real life 24/7. Pero ako, I'm the type of person na when I think of something, I make content out of it kaagad. I post it kaagad. I don't care about timelines. I don't care about the perfect posting date. parang hashtag yeah. strategy. Parang I don't really care about that. What I care about is that I have an idea. Yeah. And then I... Because I think that's also... Like, other, aside from being LGBT, parang... in essence, as a human being.
go ahead.
You need to value authenticity. Because sobrang halata ngayon if fabricated yung ginagawa mo. And in all honesty, there's no point because we need to establish an environment where you don't have to impress anyone to be, you know, to be fulfilled, to be self-actualized, to be happy. Because we're way past that time of influencers trying to make it seem that every day they're like swimming on yachts or drinking or yung inflatable na ano sa may swimming pool, inflatable breakfast na yun, yung floating breakfast. Yan nakikita ko parati sa
kung mga ano pool, yun. Mga floaties, ganun.
Oh. Parang we're way yeah. past that. Kasi there was a point in time where social media was like that. But right now is right. the age of authenticity, I believe. Not just yeah. for... Not just as a content creator as well, we will also relate it to our current topic, which is being an LGBTQ+ person.
Yes.
Authenticity talaga. Because yeah. the people who will support you will come towards you. Hindi sila mawawala sa'yo. If it's family, if it's chosen family, if it's friends, nandyan sila parati as long as you remain who you are. Kasi that's how people are attracted to you. As if you are in your truest self. Diba?
And mahirap mag-keep up with trying to be someone you're not.
Absolutely.
Kasi ikaw yung mauubos. And then, the people who will also surround you, mawawala din sila kasi it's not you. And you'll end up, you know, wanting some parang validation from others as well. So might as well embrace who you are. Kasi we only have this one shot. And then if you keep living life na puro pretentious, kasi picturean mo ako para sa Instagram, ganun. Hey, gumising ka, may buhay ka. it's so nice to actually embrace yourself. Na even lang ako, I have this filter now, but I'm really true. Like, I just had my nose pierced. I don't even care. Like, diba? Like, embrace its reality. It's your reality. You know, nobody really cares except you. Diba? Parang ganun. Stories on your head. Yeah.
I would also like to relate that as well as being a feminine gay here in the Philippines. Na parang a lot of gay people I know, parang we're living in an environment where validation is from other people. Na kasi I know groups of gays na very highly curated feed nila, na parang ano talaga alta, very trying to impress. And my advice lang talaga for people like me, people who want to receive true love, people who want to receive true happiness, is that never mo yan mahanap by being someone you're not. So if it's being hyper masculine, even though you're feminine with your chicas, even if it's being even if it's being highly curated on social media, you will never find happiness in that. You will only find happiness with the people who see who you truly are, who see your real personality. Walang papeke-peke dito sa mundong to. Even though it's prevalent, hindi yun yung key to happiness. The key to happiness is finding the people you resonate with. Like, parang, it will just feel so natural. You don't have to make, di ba nga, effortless. You don't have to make an effort in order to impress this person, in order to make that person to stay. Because if that person wants to leave, then go lang, bye-bye. You know, need help packing. Di ba? But the real ones will truly stay to you as long as you value them. First of all, you have good character and you value your authenticity. Diba? So it's very, in a societal aspect, very nakaka-relate yung authenticity in different regards in social media, in being LGBT, in politics. Especially in politics. But, you know, that's a story at a later date. Mag-vote na kayo sa mga viewers dyan.
Oh my God, di ako naka-ano. Di ako naka-register. Anyway, hi, V. So what was the gift in embracing your...
Sorry, what?
What was the gift in embracing na your Barbie? How do you address yourself?
So in that entire transformative journey of me from being from feminine to masculine, there was a point in time kasi nung feminine ako, I thought I was trans. Because my best friend was a trans girl and then we shared a lot of gender dysphoria issues. So parang naisip ko sa sarili ko, oh my God, what if babae nga talaga ako? Pero yun yan, na-realize ko, comfortable ako dito. Comfortable ako sa sarili kong katawan. And I go by he, him. Because I'm a guy. So basically, when people ask me, ano po yung sexual orientation niyo? So I just basically tell them, I'm a guy. I like guys. That's it. It's simple as that. There needs no... Kasi people find, like, gender... Soji, like, especially mga more... mga pangmasa Filipinos, they find that extremely, complicated. And a way for me to as well to promote inclusivity and empowerment is to simplify things. Lalaki po ko. Tip ko na lalaki. It's basically like that because especially in TikTok, since we have a wide range of audiences, na bang parang may mga ibang nagtatanong, ano po yung CCTV? Parang you have to take into consideration that some people don't know the most basics of the basics. So what more pa kaya with a new concept being Soji? Well, new concept being Soji. You need to explain it in a way that they would understand. Diba? So bakla ka po. So what I hate the most actually is bakla ka po ba or lalaki? Parang para, 'di ba? Parang I can be a guy, but I can be, you know, bakla because bakla basically means a guy who likes guys. So that's how I like to explain things. 'Di ba?
Yeah. More so simplified. It's just label. It's just label lang naman. You're still a guy, you're still a boy, but then you like guys. So there's no label, whatever they call it. Ikaw, bala ka, anong dano mo, diba? So what was the gift in embracing your sexuality and showing your true self in coming out, going out there? What was the gift for you?
Well, when I embraced who I truly was, it was only then when I felt like I had a deeper connection with my family. That's first of all, because back then I secluded myself because there was a part of me that I didn't want them to know, or more like I thought that I wasn't comfortable with sharing with them. But now, I'm able to share with my family anything, like literally my life story, whatever, like the guy I have a crush on. Ano sasabihin na lang, or sila nga, magre-reto pa nga sila ng mga lalaki sa akin. So, number one, a better relationship with my family because I was blessed enough. Thank God I was blessed enough to have people who accept me for who I was. And number two, another gift was that self-love. Girl, self-love talaga. Because what I firmly believe talaga, closeted people, parang they can live their lives as closeted without their family or friends knowing, but what kind of life would that be na tinatago mo parati sarili mo, di ba? Kaya, whenever, kasi marami din closeta dito sa Pilipinas because of the environment that we are in, di ba? Pero my advice always is to value your authenticity and to share with the people, at least the people important to you, di ba? You can't just go around sharing, parang, hi, to a random stranger, hi, bakla po ako. Parang, that's also like, the fuck? That's also not like proper etiquette, basically. Diba? So, if it's to a closeted person, then my advice is at least to the most important people in your life, the people who you trust, parang just be open with them. Be more open with them. Kasi I'm living in the motto that I refuse to live a life of me hiding myself or not being able to express or not being able to do what I want or who I am, diba? So very ano talaga ako. When someone tries to compromise my expression, na parang sasabihin nila, tone it down a little. Oo, boundaries din. Parang sasabihin nila, tone it down a little. Mas iaano ko ba? Mas magiging rebellious pa ako.
I love that. Hmm. Parang, we're not, siguro if everybody was like, okay lang with the normal life, you wouldn't really shine. But if you know that you have something more in you, then what's stopping you? Parang you just have this one shot. And until when? When are you gonna, ano, di ba? You don't know what value you can give others as well. Kaya nga, as you shine, you allow others to shine as well. Parang yun din yung gusto ko i-advocate. Like, parang, just put it out there. Be true. Tell your story and share your experiences. That's when we connect. That's when you know, you create an impact to everybody, diba? So, I just really love having conversations like this. Kasi, I know that you are also, you know, being true. Of course, parang, where do you get all that confident? Of course, kasi totoo, reality ko. Parang ganun din ako. Parang, this is mine. Parang, I don't really mind if you don't agree. Pero this is mine. It's up to you. Parang ganun. So, ito, question. What's your message to those who are parang nahihiya pang to come out. I go.
Ana.
Go. Okay, so what's your message? Wait, what's nangyayari? Naglalakad na naman siya, guys. Sige lang, go lang. So, hindi kita marinig, pero sige lang, go. So, to everyone who's here, hello, hello. Nung last time din kami nag-usap, naglalakad din siya. Yeah, so if you have any questions, drop them down in the comment box and then we'll answer. Wait lang. Down, lip read. Okay. Sige, my love. Go lang. Anyway, segue tayo, guys. I hope you guys are having a great Tuesday. So, mga LGBTQ dyan na ayaw umamin, mag-comment na kayo dito. Pwede nyo kayo mag-amin. Mawawala din tong chat. Hi, welcome to the Chika.
Okay, what's all right. Up?
So, yung question ko, what's your message to those people who are afraid, not just in LGBTQ, pero who knows that they have parang they want to come out. What's your general message?
My message to them is the scariest part of not coming out is the fear of the reactions. But once you move past that fear, because once you really express yourself as who you are as a person, saka dadating yung mga tao na sa buhay mo na accept kayo. or saka aalis yung mga tao na hindi talaga totoo sa'yo. Kasi baka, kasi I know a lot of people na nawala ng kaibigan dahil hindi sila ma-accept na bakla sila. So, if that's the case, they weren't friends to begin with. Diba? If they weren't able to accept who you were, like in their entirety, and nalipa, and that went past your entire friendship, your experiences together, then they're not friends to begin with. They're people who came into your life, who had memories with you, but their mission was over na after that. So my advice on talaga is to, number one, so before we have to take in, before like promoting the message that we have to be more expressive about ourselves, what we also have to take into consideration is the geographical location, kasi there are a lot of countries then na hindi kayang basically pinapatay ka kung bakla ka. So syempre, of course, in order to value your safety, mas important to ano muna, to lie low muna, and to be more, you know, but still in that process, you know, try to get out of it. In my, kasi I can't live in an environment that's not supportive. If it's a country, if it's a family, na biglang sobrang magta-talk shiz sila about gay people, na parang sabihin, bakla na yan, pupunang impyerno, no? Parang, that's not the environment you want to be in, basically.
Yeah, so, yes.
My advice, if you're gonna come out, is, number one, do it to someone do it first to someone who you completely trust with your life. Na, kumare, to me, it was my sister, it was my high school friends, and it was my sisters. And then after that, you know, everyone knew, pero I only came out after I told my important people. Kasi ano rin eh, parang, there's also like, as I was saying earlier, that you don't have to express to the entire world na parang, I'm gay and I'm proud. There are a lot of people, kasi I'm one of those people who advocates for it. Pero the regular type of person who just wants to live life, parang, but they're also LGBT, parang, you don't really have to be that kind of expressive na ano. You just need to be in an environment where you're accepted to just live your life as safely and as authentic as you can. So that's also my advice to recognize your environment. If it's to stay in it, to change the environment, to alter it, or to try to convince the environment to see it in a different light, then do whatever you can as long as it's for your betterment. And then lastly, my other tip is, in my experience, kasi after coming out, it's like my life started. I didn't feel like my life started before I came out. I felt like it was still in the prologue, sa kapag sa libro, mga prologue, pero I only started living after I came out.
Yeah. I love that. I love that. I can relate. I can relate with everything that you said. It's when you embrace yung pinaka-unlovable, kumbaga, na parts of you that you start to feel freedom. Kasi that's where you never know na yun pala yung strength mo. Your story, yung pinaka lowest moment of your life, that will be your greatest strength. So it really depends if you will bury yourself 7 feet under or you're gonna strive harder and use that story to change more lives. I really love that, what you said. And you're really an inspiration, Aaron. Like everything I heard, I mean, like, I know that you've inspired a lot and I'm really honored. So I'm really honored that you're here doing this with me. I know you're very, very busy, so I'm really honored that you're doing this with me as well. So, one question, ito. Ito na yung question sa Miss Universe.
Oh my God! Bakit?
Ito, sige. If during your reign, kumbaga, ito, in embracing yourself and actually winning at it, things happen in your life to make you sad and uninspired. How would you be able to continue inspiring others? Oh, diba?
Yes! Oh my God! First of all, thank you for the question. Okay. Oh my God! The pressure of the crown. My God. But my advice is, or my insight on it is, hindi mo matatakasan that there will be sad days, there will be bad days. Hindi mo matatakasan that there will be people out there who disagree with you, who will go against you, who will try to tear you down for their own like, you know, pride, for their own sake. But it's essentially an acceptance that that's reality, na you are living in this world for a purpose. You are living in this world for a purpose, if it's to inspire others or to inspire yourself, if it's to inspire a small group of people, if it's just to live life as who you are. But along with that acceptance comes with the initiative to do something about it. Na you can't just say, kasi there are a lot of people that say that this world is bad, so I'm going to be bad, or this world is bad, so I'm not going to do anything about it. This world will be the way how you see it. You will accept that there are bad things, but at the same time, there are good things. There are amazing things. There are things in this world that are so beautiful. Like when you have a child, when you ako, kasi I relate to you, na parang meron ako niece, na I treat them as a very special person in my life, na parang yung liit na tawa pa lang nila, sobrang nakakakilig. That it's in seeing more of the beauty in everything, because it's true that there are bad things in this world, but focus on this, the good things. Like it's just in the smallest things, like a gratitude, being grateful that there are people in your life who support you, that there are people in your life who accept you, that there are things in this world that you still have, like your pride, your dignity, your safety. It's in the small things that's also what I learned, to be grateful about every single thing. Like, I consider myself as a rich person because I have a roof over my head, because I'm able to eat 3 times a day, because I have clothes, I'm able to wear clean clothes. I consider myself rich in that regard, diba? So when you're thinking that the world is trying to bring you down, or the world is against you, then the world will be against you. But you have to focus more on the positivity, the gratitude, and everything that's good in your life for the world to be good, diba? So that's my advice, to see this world and think to yourself, there's always a good day, diba?
Oh, and I thank you.
And I thank you.
And I love everything that you said. And before I read that, I love everything that you said, and I really agree with the power of gratitude, because I've been practicing it, and I really, really agree then that I really felt really rich, even if, you know, I had the littlest things. And when you're starting to be grateful, you'll be grateful for the things that would be, parang you just focus on what you're grateful for, and then eventually, parang, oh,
there's a lot of things that you're grateful for, diba?
Yeah, absolutely. So that's really the secret. That's a secret to happy, for me, that's a secret to a happy life, to a fulfilling life, and to adding more value to the people as well, and to yourself, and to really loving yourself. Yeah. And the last question, ito. Kasi parang ano na to, I know that you're also an influencer na and everything in TikTok, and you know, you're really starting to make a name. Pero how do you know, after coming out, it was a nice question from Mark Kent. Sabi, how did you handle all the hate and negative comments after coming out?
Well, honestly, parang it came to a point where halos walang negative, I'm blessed enough na walang negative comments masyado, because, well, TBH, from my uncle, kasi there was an uncle, meron ako parang uncle before na tinanong after it came out, kailan ka magiging normal ulit? Pero after I told my family na sinabi sa akin to ni Tito X, biglang they excommunicated him from the family. So basically, my advice as well is to, like my previous statements, to focus on the good things in your life, focus on the people in your life who entirely support you. Kasi ano pakialam ni username X5678 kung bakla ka, di ba? Sabihin niya wala kang kwenta, nila lang. I'm like, sino ka, username 65247? Like, they're nothing in your life. Wala silang ambag. They don't pay your bills. They don't pay for your education. They don't, like, you know, give you life support. So, why would you have to take into consideration what they think, diba? If they don't pay your bills, don't pay them no mind, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And then kasi I think no, when you're really true and you're being authentic, parang you don't really receive that much hate. And if there is, parang hindi mo na siya mapansin. Parang parang okay. Tapos no,
absolutely.
Diba? At least somebody will point out na this person said, I was able to read that, pero parang di ako natamaan.
Same.
So much power talaga when you're really embracing yourself. And you really, para kasi when you already embrace the pinaka haters mo, yung pinaka sabi nila na unacceptable, parang no words can parang put that down kasi you've already embraced your weaknesses, diba? So yeah, that's a good question. Thank you so much. Anyway, now that we're about to end, what is your general message to all LGBTQ plus? Yun na lang. Walang any, yun lang, general message.
General message ko is the number one, be grateful. Number two, focus on the positivity in your life. And thirdly, just express who you are. You can be whatever you want to be. You can be whoever you want to be. Just believe it. Believe it with an undying faith. As in, no matter what people tell you, believe it and believe it so much that it becomes a reality for you. Because yun nga, law of attraction, what you think you become, what you feel you attract, what you imagine you create. So if it's your expression, if it's who you are as a person, believe in yourself. Because once you start believing in yourself and once you start focusing on the good things in your life, you will be unstoppable. So yeah.
I love that so much. Thank you, Aaron. And before we end, ito na talaga, anything to vlog or anything na you want them to add you, saan ba, sa kanila mahanap, and
So you can find me on Instagram at manyagogogo, also on TikTok at manyagogogo. Also, if you'd like, you can support my brand, uni.versa. So it's at uni.versadesign, and you know it's also the link in my bio. So I produce Law of Attraction merchandise or clothing that's inspired by manifesting, Law of Attraction, astrology. So if you're into that, you know, buy it.
And meron din kami previous interview before. That's sobrang dami ding learnings from that. You might want to check. Everyone is who's here right now and who's gonna watch on replay and support Aaron for good vibes and you know positivity on TikTok. Yay! I think that's it. I really enjoyed this hour of conversation with you.
Enjoyed it too, darling. Thank you for having me.
And then I love you so much. Thank you for allowing me to have moment with you. Good night. Have a great night, Aaron. Love you. Bye bye.
Love you. Bye bye.